Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, along with Mike Quick, and welcome to Old School All 22. A look back at a memorable game in Eagles history. And this one occurred against the Oakland Raiders, who they used to brag about being the most successful franchise ever. Well, they weren't. The Eagles let them have it, and the great Brian Westbrook figured into a key role.
Well, Brian Westbrook was really phenomenal in this particular football game, not only showing them how well he could do it out of the backfield, but he showed them just how good he was as a receiver down the field catching the football. Let's take a look. Up by a field goal late in the third quarter, the Eagles had the ball third and one from their own 20-yard line. Westbrook lined up in an offset in the backfield next to fullback Josh Perry, and wide receiver Terrell Owens lined up as a wing to the left. Just before the snap, Donovan McNabb brought Owens in motion from the left to the right, and Owens was going to run a deep post route. Westbrook, after a play-action fake to Perry, would run a wheel route down the sideline. This post-wheel combination is a great way to get Westbrook out in space. And thanks to that route from Owens, the linebacker matched up against Westbrook would have a bit of traffic to worry about in coverage. Westbrook blows by the linebacker, and McNabb delivers a beautiful pass downfield, hitting Westbrook for a 62-yard catch and run. Just a couple of plays later, Westbrook would catch a shovel pass and waltz into the end zone to make it 2010 Philadelphia Eagles.
It was a crazy game.
Yeah, a lot of twists and turns.
Because David Akers, who was almost never hurt,
yep,
I believe he pulled a groin muscle in that game. And at one point, Mark Cimino,
linebacker,
came in and tried an extra point or something. But then at the end, David Akers made himself available to put the Eagles in position to win.
Akers would limp back out onto the field to try and kick that final field goal.